Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman. First of all, Jake, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So lots still to talk about with the current legislative session, which, you know, we've been doing these interviews for the better part of this year because of all the extensions and delays and everything like that. So let's talk about the current status of when the legislature will be allowed to reconvene.
We kept talking about, you know, I think it's going to come sooner rather than later, but it is going to happen. June 3rd, the legislative session will reconvene at 9 a.m.
All right. I know you had discussed with the leadership committee possibly returning on May 15th. Was it just sort of decided that that was a bit too soon to come back?
What was decided was it was probably best for us to continue to work on legislation with our counterparts in the House for the Senate and vice versa, meeting through electronic means and telephone calls, trying to get all of the legislation prepared for us to return June 3rd. I suspect we will not be there for a very long extended period of time. So we want to make sure over these next couple of weeks we're working diligently to have all of the legislation drafted, ready to go when we return on June 3rd.
All right, so that was going to be my question, what the activity is going to look like between now and June 3rd. So what are some specific things that you're going to be doing from your office?
So as chairman of Ways and Means, typically the Ways and Means issues, tax policy comes right at the end of session. That'll be no different this year. We're looking at still getting a lot of policy done when it comes to tax policy. This is not the time to penalize Iowans, to penalize Iowa businesses. This is the time to incentivize, to get people re-engaged in our economy, put more money in their pockets, and find ways to really benefit Iowans and stimulate our economy. And that's what they've done. They're at the federal level. I think we need to be taking a look at our taxpayer trust fund. That's money that has been overpaid by taxpayers. We need to find an equitable way of returning that money to the taxpayers through whatever means we decide. There will be a lot of tax policy yet to be had this session. There's a number of policy bills that end up in Ways and Means simply because there's a fee or a tax associated with that given policy. So we're working through all of those bills to see which ones will make the cut and which ones will not.
All right. Now, I know one of the bigger topics when you do reconvene is going to be the budget. What are you hearing from the Revenue Estimating Conference about what you might have available for you for the next fiscal year?
Well, the REC will be meeting again and we'll hopefully be able to look at some of our income tax withholdings and look at the sales tax receipts to make a better determination as to what our budget should look like. We don't want to be coming back in a couple of years here doing a huge de-appropriation, but we need to be cautious and conservative with the budget. And because we've been cautious and conservative with our budget over the last 3 years, we went from a depleted economic reserve fund to a fully funded economic reserve fund for these very reasons, you know, for these very times. And so we've been able to do that. I think we just need to be very cautious, but yet optimistic of what the future holds for Iowa's economy. And hopefully the REC will be able to paint a clearer picture for us as to what we should be working with for budgeting purposes.
All right. Now, how much of the budget do you expect to be devoted to recovery efforts, relief efforts from the COVID-19 pandemic in Iowa?
Well, there certainly will be some recovery packages. We are receiving about $1.2 billion from the federal government for COVID-19 related expenses and what have you. Those dollars are very specific what they can be used for. And so we are working with Iowa Economic Development Authority. I do believe we will find some positive solutions to really incentivize Iowa businesses and really help in this difficult time. But what we're not interested, what I'm not interested in doing, is picking specific winners and losers. We should have a policy that applies equally across the spectrum and really motivates business to reengage in our economy.
All right. One last question I have here for you. You know, we mentioned the legislature going to be reconvening. It's part of a larger movement to reopen the state as a whole. What are your thoughts on reopening the state right now and the process for that?
Look, I think this needed to occur as quickly as possible. I would have liked to have seen it happen a little bit sooner, but Yeah, I think it's great that as of May 15th, all of our counties are opening up in some capacity. There are still some safety guidelines put in place for restaurants and what have you, but there are still a few sectors of our industry that are still closed down. I have been called by a number of business owners and employees who are struggling right now, who are very fearful that their business is not going to be able to survive if we continue to not reopen. And so I think the governor has taken a reasonable approach, and I think the time has definitely come for Iowa's economy to really open up, and let's get people back to work and get back to some level of normalcy here in the state of Iowa.
All right. I know your background is in the emergency medical profession. Do you have any concerns about the medical side of returning now as opposed to later?
I don't. I think there at the very beginning of COVID-19, there was some great concerns about PPEs, personal protective equipment, what supply we had available. We're seeing a steady supply. We've not run out of PPE equipment. We've been able to handle these patients in a safe manner. And the goal has always been to flatten down the curve. We're seeing that curve was flattened and is decreasing. There still are, of course, some counties that we continue to see testing, but really that's a function of the number of tests we're doing. We are doing far more testing today than what we were doing 6 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. And so you are going to still see, you know, those individuals who test positive. I think when more and more people are able to test to see how many of us have antibodies to COVID-19, I think there will be a number of people who never experienced any symptoms at all, but have antibodies currently today. So, you know, it's scary from the standpoint that it's a new disease that we didn't have a lot of information and still to this day, still don't have some information. So we've got to be cautious, but yet we're Americans and we love freedom and we love free enterprise. And the time has come for that to really get back to some level of normal.
All right. Well, State Senator Jake Chapman, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, Joe, I really appreciate it being able to be involved and have these conversations as we've had the shutdown of the legislature. And I look forward to seeing what we can still accomplish this legislative session as we return back first part of June.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and for all the information.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jake Chapman. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.